In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf. The Curious Kids Museum in downtown St. Joseph is closed after a fire on Tuesday morning. Museum Director Lori Marciniak tells us, she never saw any active flames, but the problem was electrical and started in the attic.
We came to work this morning and getting ready to open at 9:30, so it was about 10 after 9, and we walked in the building, and it was very, very electrical kind of smell, like something was wrong. And so I went to the second floor, and I looked through one of the big rooms, and you could kind of see a haze, so it kind of looked like smoke. So we turned back around. I got all the employees out. We called 911. Fire department came.
The fire department got to work spraying the affected areas as the damage moved from the back of the building to the front. They had to tear out some walls and part of the ceiling. Marciniak says several exhibits were damaged by water, and some aspects of the recovery are still unknown.
The structure is the city's, the contents is ours, and we'll certainly work together. I've already had several people from the city come over and assure us that we're all going to work together to make it bigger and better and fix it up.
Two different insurance policies cover the museum. The city's insurance covers the structure itself, which dates back to the Civil War. The museum's insurance covers the building's contents. Marciniak says it'll be a bit of time before all insurance questions are answered. The museum will be closed for at least a month. There will be a forum this week with candidates for the Michigan House in the 38th District. The event is a partnership between WSJM News and the Southwest Michigan Regional Chamber. The Chamber's Arthur Havlicek tells us the organization believes it's important for businesses and residents to know more about State House candidates.
As a voice for business in Southwest Michigan, our regional chamber takes a keen interest in elections and folks who are running for office because they set the policy environment for our members. And we have a responsibility not only to advocate on behalf of our members, but to educate.
The 38th District is a new district created by the State's Redistricting Commission. It covers the Lake Michigan coast all the way from New Buffalo up to Saugatuck. Havlicek says all five candidates running for that state House seat will be at Thursday's forum. They are Republicans George Lucas, Troy Rowling, and Kevin Whiteford, along with Democrats Joey Andrews and Annie Brown. The forum will be Thursday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. at the Shadowland Ballroom in St. Joseph. It'll be aired by WSJM and also streamed on Facebook. Those that wish to attend are asked to RSVP on Eventbrite. Deputies with the Van Buren County Sheriff's Department's Marine Division arrested a 33-year-old South Haven man for operating a vessel while intoxicated on the waters of the Black River in South Haven. At about 11:40 p.m. on Saturday, authorities stopped a 2021 Chaparral pleasure craft for operating with its dock lights on. The dock lights caused the boat's red and green navigational lights to be obscured. The operator of the vessel was found to be under the influence of alcohol and was charged with operating a vessel while intoxicated. The name of the operator is being withheld pending arraignment. Deputies were on patrol in accordance with Operation Dry Water, a national campaign to enforce boating while intoxicated laws. In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf.